Track 4, and on with the news. Town Council delegates decisions. A Teignbridge Town Council has delegated decision-making powers for matters including planning and finance issues to its committees. The devolved powers will mean that decisions can be made by selected councillors on committees rather than referred back for ratification by the full council. Teignmouth Town Council voted to adopt the amended terms of reference for its assets and facilities, planning and finance committees at its meeting on Tuesday the 27th of May. The move means that actions agreed in these committees will no longer need to be rubber-stamped at a full town council meeting. Mayor Councillor Kate Williams explained that the move would give the council a much more streamlined process to get things done, arguing that the need to refer decisions back to full council was too time-consuming. Not all councillors were in agreement with the move. Councillor Van der Rudge raised concerns that binding decisions could be made by a small group of councillors without being challenged. Councillor David Cox was also critical of the move to devolve decision-making powers to committees. Giving powers to committees that meet before 6 p.m. will exclude working-class councillors or those with caring responsibilities, he said. We are democratically elected and we are giving away our powers so a small minority will make decisions. However, Councillor Joan Atkins argued that councillors are not excluded. Any councillor can come to any meeting and can ask the chair to speak.
Teignmouth Relief ready by November. Teignmouth Town Council has confirmed that its project to replace four public toilet blocks and refurbish the facility on Lower Brook Street will be completed by November the 3rd. The project, which has been plagued by delays, finally gained momentum earlier this month when the Town Council finalised lease agreements with Teignbridge District Council. Unlike other areas locally, the toilets in Teignmouth are run by the Town Council rather than the District Council. Visitors to the sites of the new toilet blocks in the East Cliff car park, the Den, the Lower Point car park and Key Road car park won't see much construction work in the coming months as the facilities are being built off-site and will be craned in when they're complete. The first facilities due to be completed will be in the East Cliff car park, and the Den will be the last, as it is being made using a different method of construction, said Teignmouth Town Council clerk Ian Wedlake. Once the toilets have been delivered, it will take about a week for them to be commissioned, he added. Over the summer, the Den will continue to be served by a temporary toilet block that has been in place since October 2022. The refurbishment of the toilets on Lower Brook Street will include a changing places facility designed for people with multiple or complex disabilities who might be accompanied by one or two personal assistants. Teignmouth Town Council said its new, modern, clean and accessible amenities include environmentally friendly and efficient features, including solar panels and systems designed to collect rainwater for flushing.
Twinners strengthen ties between towns. Town twinning is alive and well in Teignmouth and its French partner town, Perros-Jérac, following their latest rendezvous. Members of Teignmouth Twinning Association gathered with their Breton hosts in Perros-Jérac Town Hall at the start of another successful visit. Before the visit, artists from both sides of the channel had put on an extensive joint exhibition of paintings, sculptures and photographs. Now it was the turn of twinning partners to spend a few days together, renewing old friendships and making new ones. Perros-Jérac Mayor Irvin Lyon greeted the Teignmouth contingent warmly and praised the two associations for the hard work they had put in to sustain an enriching relationship dating back more than 45 years. His sentiments were echoed by Tynmouth's Mayor, Councillor Kate Williams, in a pre-recorded video message. The ceremony concluded with an exchange of gifts between the town councils. Guests enjoyed an action-packed weekend with their hosts, which included visits to neighbouring towns, a trip to the ruins of Beauport Abbey, and exploring the Pink Granite Coast. A final celebration meal was held at St Samson's Golf Club, preceded by an enthusiastic song from a group of Peros twinners and another from Tynmouth counterparts. Tynmouth spokesman Alison Thomas said, "It was remarkable how language barriers dissolved as participants were swept along by the pervading mood of companionship, laughter and mutual respect."
Dartmoor faces a long wait for broadband upgrade. There are fears that Dartmoor could wait years for broadband improvements. Broadband connectivity across the moor, or the lack of it, was the top issue for parish councils when recently surveyed by Dartmoor National Park Authority. But the area could be at the back of the queue in a new contract being rolled out across Devon and Somerset, Chief Executive of Dartmoor National Park Authority, Kevin Bishop, told an Audit and Governance Committee this week. He said Dartmoor is in a Type C contract for Project Gigabit, the government's programme to enable hard-to-reach communities to access fast, reliable, gigabit capable broadband. Type C is a sole supplier contract covering up to 500,000 premises for areas with insufficient market interest for smaller projects or where areas have been removed from previous plans. Dr. Bishop said the contract area covers the South Hams up to North Devon and into Somerset, and he believed the easier to build locations would take priority. He said the Park Authority had partnered with East Cornwall-based WilderNet, which, at their own risk, had helped to develop a proposal for Digital National Park in both gigabit broadband and improved mobile connectivity. They promised to deliver within 2 years. But discussions with government agency Building Digital UK about this stopped when Openreach was awarded the Project Gigabit contract just before the general election last year. He said better digital infrastructure would help with visitor and environmental management and certainly deliver economic growth in the park. He believes broadband across Dartmoor is not in a good situation.
Over 1,000 tonnes worth of fridges processed last year. More than 1,000 tonnes worth of fridges and freezers were processed at Devon County Council recycling centres last year, a Freedom of Information request has shown. Last year's figure was slightly down on the 2022-23. Local authorities provide a chargeable bulky waste collection service for items that are too large to be disposed of at home, such as fridges and freezers. Alternatively, bulky household items can be taken to your nearest recycling centre, including Brunel Road Recycling Centre.